And the state had said that wouldn't qualify to have these foster children. So you saw pictures. We put a deck on for her and also shored up the front steps. But it was a privilege to go there, to love people. There were several professions of faith that we experienced during the time there. And so I'm going to ask Larry and Gwen Mahler and Becky and Millie to come. And we're going to ask just some questions on their time, their experiences there, and just share a little bit from their hearts. Well, believe it or not, none of us like to be up here, okay? That includes myself as far as talking. You may think so, but Becky can vouch for me that speaking is not natural to me. I would rather be alone in a room, hiding in the shadows by myself, but we respond to God's calling. And so in the back of the journal, they journaled every day, and in reflection, there were some questions. And so I've asked them to kind of share a little bit of their reflections on their time there. How they answered some of these questions. And so, Becky, I'm going to start with you, since I can pick on you a little bit. But a significant truth that you learned about God through that week there. And so what was a truth that you learned about God during your time there?
And it really, everyone just worked together, kind of coordinated different jobs. And we ended up getting the rest of the boards on that deck done just by taking turns sawing by hand. And everyone just made the process go smooth, doing whatever they could if it was just taking boards to and from. And we looked back, and within about an hour or so, it's like, we really didn't even need the power, and I think it worked good to kind of teamwork, and everyone pulled together, and you know, God gets done what he wants to get done. I mean, we're vessels, but he's going to get done the job. So.
Great. Amen. A little bit of backstory to that. They have helicopters with giant saw blades on them that fly up and down the power line trails through the mountains. And they trim the trees. That's how they keep them. If you ever wondered how they keep those paths trimmed. And one of those hit a power line, the helicopter. And so we lost power for a half a day. And as Becky mentioned, it was amazing. Everybody started looking at each other. And so we started gathering together handsaws. And we called and got another handsaw. And we did it the old-fashioned way. And it was amazing. It almost seemed like we got as much accomplished as we were otherwise. So everybody working together. But God is in control. So, Gwen, something, a truth that you learned about God during that week.
Okay, every night they had like a worship thing for us. And each night they brought in a different speaker. And one on Wednesday night it was Pastor Jeff. And he spoke on Mary and Martha. And that God wants us to be a Mary and sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him before we can even go out and be a Martha and serve. And I think some of the things he said that night will stick with me forever, because I've read that passage so many times, and I thought, well, Martha's not going to do it. How's it going to get done? And he goes, well, Martha was talking to the guy that fed the 5,000 with the fish and the loaves, and he turned the water into wine. So he could have done it for her. But the important thing was first to sit at Jesus' feet.
Amen. Great. Amen. Larry, what was something, a truth that you learned about God during your week there?
Well, sort of like Becky said about everybody getting together with a lot of that salt, or when the electric went now. But then it was really neat because we all kind of got to know each other. We was all working together. Before we was in front of the house, back of the house. We were kind of separate, so we just kind of all went together. And then when it was lunch, we just all sat down and just like, if you ever saw a group of Amish that they're working for, you know, they just sat down and all sit on a board or on a whatever. We just saw buckets and we just kind of had a real good time with each other. It's amazing how people from seven states can all get together. It's kind of unity, just like you're one unit. Which, when we went, we only knew after death and back in the group we had. But after it was all over, it was like you knew everybody real well.
Amen. Amen. Great. And just to echo that, when you bring personalities from seven different states, one of those states being New Jersey, which that shares my bias towards New Jersey, but can have some strong personalities, and you put them all together, it's kind of like in the military when you threw together from all different states. It's just really interesting, but when you're all combined on a common mission, and that is truly ministering for the Lord to touch the hearts of people, that those personalities just come together on a common mission. So it truly was exciting. Millie, what is something that you learned about yourself through this time?
Definitely that I don't like to be in front of people. Okay. The first night we came, a guy that I knew last year and that was running the camp this year, he says, "Hey, I need to talk to you." So I went and talked to him and he asked me to be in a skit that week. So every day they'd have like a rally for the kids and then a skit. So he asked me to be in that, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I'm not one to talk in front of people, but just that I don't like it, but it was fun to just be able to go up there and be silly and goofy and just be able to make other people happy, even though I'm too.
Okay, good. Becky, what was something you learned about yourself this week?
You know, we were at a different work project on Thursday and Friday, and we went to that project. It was rough. It didn't have a door. I mean, just a lot of things in that house were really rough. I can imagine having living in there. And you know, there's trash all in the front, and I'm thinking, you know, they really should pick up their trash. Then when you know the backstory to these individuals, he had one lung, and he, you know, would get out of breath just going across the yard. And the mom was trying to make ends meet with a boy that she had adopted and another adopted girl and a girl of her own. And so, you know, God just showed me that time, you know, just by appearances, you know, it's like, yeah, they should pick up their trash. But when you know the people and you kind of hear their story and they're working so hard that, you know, God just renews me. It's like, you know, you don't know everything. And, you know, even like here, we don't know everything. We don't know the stories that people have before what we see that is presented at the moment. So that was one thing I learned.
Good. Thank you. Gwen, what is something that you learned about yourself?
I learned that if we're willing, God will equip us to do whatever it is He wants us to do, because I'm kind of used to sitting in air conditioning behind a desk and clockwork, and this was totally out of my comfort zone. And that I was willing, and He just met all our needs. And in fact, one day when we went to work on the house that in Damien's bedroom, he had the air conditioner going, so it wasn't even too hot. I'm just thrilled that I was able to step up and do what I needed.
Great, good. Larry, what was something you learned about yourself?
Well, it was, I think just being able to get to know people that you don't really know. It was probably my main thing. You were, as you worked with them, you just kind of was like part of them. You could just, then even when you get back, then you just, you would always find a different person to talk to. And you could just kind of relate with their families, with them. And then as too, as he was saying about the houses we were in, it was run down and the community there was just really thankful to work in Indiana, I guess.
Okay. Great. Good. One of the things I learned is that I can do more carpentry than what I thought I could. I had to miter some windows and put in some windows, and so I was doing that, but it only works in West Virginia. So I told Becky, it doesn't work in Indiana, but sometimes when you have to do things, you can do it. But anyway, so I learned some things with that. Becky, what's one of the most memorable experiences from that week that'll probably stick with you? What's one of the most memorable experiences?
There's a lot of things. Of course, we enjoyed, the pictures may not show it, but we worked really hard. It was like 90 degrees, and the pictures in the gym area was after we had showered, and Vicki had sent us goodie bags for every day, and so each day was some new treat that we could have in the evening. So that's when we were all like showered and refreshed and in air conditioning, and we could visit with Quinn and Larry, and that was good to get to know them a little bit more. One thing that was real special on our day off, we went and visited Sam, who was our work project from last year, and Sam had just newly retired last year, and when I asked him, how's it going this year and how's it been for him, and he said, empty. I mean, he's just never been married. He's by himself in a small house up on the hills. And he said, empty. And then we got to visit him. That was kind of a highlight that we could reconnect with him. But he had sent us with a bunch of pictures that he had drawn last year. And on his porch, he had put one of his pictures on a board, and he went to the eighth grade, and so he's kind of a simpler gentleman, and he's kind of artsy and likes to draw. And these, we may have showed you his pictures last year. They're kind of more like on the scale of like a coloring page kind of picture. But on his porch, when we went to go visit him, he had a little picture of a boy, which most of his pictures have a boy and an animal or something, and they're kind of cartoon-like. But on his porch, he had a picture of a little boy talking to God. And so it kind of launched a conversation with Sam that, you know, if he's been talking to God. And he said, yeah, he's been trying to, and he's just so sweet. He's just, you know, he remembered us. We didn't know coming up on his porch what we would be greeted with. But he was so appreciative of last year that on Friday he came to our work project and helped another family. He said, you know, he appreciated so much all that was done at his place the year before that he came on Friday. And it was just good to kind of reconnect and spend that little bit more time with him. He ended up coming to the picnic that's on Thursday night. So that was one of those carryover ministry opportunities that was just a blessing that God gave us to be able to see. And, you know, only God knows his heart, but the picture for him to put that on his porch, maybe God is working there. So pray for Sam.
Great. Amen. Gwen, what's one of the most memorable experiences for you?
I'm going to have to say the kids from the second project. Damien, the first day we were there, we were actually, you guys were working in his bedroom replacing the window. Or the window was replaced. You're just trimming it out. I mean, he was right there, and you could just tell he wanted to help and wanted to be a part of it. And then I think you went down and did the siding, and he was helping us, and then Becky and I had to go get some more tools. So I said, Damien, it's like, you need to help Larry. And so he did. He pitched right in, and he was really proud that he could help and be a part of it. But the second day, well, this little Abby, we weren't sure what her name was. She told us Olivia first, but that wasn't really her name. She wanted to help. She was flitting in and out kind of the first day. And then the second day, she comes up to me because I was supposed to be painting the window. And she goes, my mom said that I'm supposed to help, so I can help paint. And I just kind of kept painting. And she started talking. And she probably talked nonstop for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
This girl never was quiet for a second. I thought I talked a lot. She talked more than I did. And I would have to listen because she'd ask me questions about what she just said. But, you know, in 2 hours' time, you fell in love with this little girl. And I mean, she was so sweet. And I just pray for her and pray for Damien. And we didn't get to know the other two kids as well, but that they would come to know Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Great. Larry, probably one of the most memorable experiences out of the week.
Sunday morning till we got back on Saturday, but probably the most memorable was when my air mattress went down the first night. And that was, it was just like fighting a greased pig all night long. We were in a room of about 15 or 17 of us in there, you know, and it was the first night, and I didn't really want to turn on the light to trigger this thing out. I knew I'd want to get bad up there, so I kind of suffered through that. We got it figured out. It was just but anyway, it blew it up and it was okay for the rest of the time. And then another thing Gwen forgot to tell you about this little girl, about the church, or she's asked which church are you, or what do you do in the church? And she said, well, Pastor Jeff Decker wants to work in the church. And she said, but she wants to she wants to go to a church and do what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
What she says. That's kind of a, you know. So, but I think that's what it was with Sam also. But it was just a really, really good time.
Amen. As you can tell, there's just a lot of emotion when you start meeting people where the rubber meets the road and where things are raw. In the midst of their pain, in the midst of their struggle, of the second family of adopting children, but not having enough of their own, but better than those children being in a drug-infested situation. And so people are trying to love on other people, but barely making it, and just to spend time with them. Truly was special. One of the things on your reflection sheet towards the end was as far as your commitment and what commitments that God was pressing upon your heart to come out of this week. And so what maybe commitment did between you and God did you make or that you maybe can share with us? So Millie, was there a commitment that you kind of made as a result of this time? Okay.
Probably just to pray for all the kids I met. I just have a really soft spot for kids. All the people that I met there, and just pray for them every day. Pray for what they're going through. And just lift all their problems up to God.
Okay. Good. Becky?
So cute. Sam got a cell phone now, but he can only get good reception if he's out on the deck and the leaves aren't too full and the weather's right, but it's just cute. So he gave us his cell phone number, and he took our cell phone number, and on Monday morning, 7:30, I get a call from Sam after we had just come back, And he said, I have the message. I probably won't delete it or anything. He said, I just want to know you made her home. Just checking on you. Bye. And it was just so sweet. And I thought, you know, I'm going to make the commitment to just touch base with him, you know, once every few weeks and just encourage him to go to church. He had gone to church for a while that he had talked about in catching up with him. So just kind of encourage him. He's alone. He needs people. And we told him he needs to be with people like we're in his work crew. So the commitment to just reach out and keep that connection with past projects that we've had in West Virginia and relationships.
Great. Gwen, a commitment that...
Same thing. I made a commitment to pray for Damien and Abby and then the other teachers that we didn't know quite as well as they start school, and just that God would meet all of their needs. I mean, Damien, you know, he has dreams for the future. He would like to go to college, but he said he's going to go to the military first so that he can get his college paid for. So we need to pray for them. And then I think the other thing was that I just asked God to help me be more observant to people in need here, because there's a lot of people around us that have needs and that are hurting, and too often we just walk by and don't do anything about it. So I'd be more sensitive to that.
Great. Larry?
Well, we've always kind of wanted to go and be here or do something. For a while, and you always go on vacation, but you don't have time to do that. Vacation always comes first. So just that we consider that more in our life in the future, that we take that into consideration and even go back to Clay County if we can. So.
Okay. Great. Amen. One of the commitments God pressed upon my heart was just to be more compassionate for those who are needy. I think it's easy to sit and critique and judge and, well, if you would do this, if you'd do this, things would be different. But life's not always as simple as it seems. And so God just really pressed on my heart to be more compassionate for those who are needy. Probably one of the most memorable experiences for me was when I stood on Sam's porch. And I knew that Sam used to have a gun, and he's always lived alone, and he's fearful of being robbed. And so knocking on his door when you're not invited, I didn't know what to expect, but I saw him coming, and before the door was even opened, he saw who I was, and his smile just lit up his face. And Sam only went to the 8th grade, and for 20 or 22 years, he cleaned the bathrooms at one of the rest stops on the state highway or the interstate. He was a contracted employee, not under the state pension. So he was just a 1099 employee cleaning bathrooms for 20 years. And so Sam doesn't have a lot, but he needs the Lord. And so we talked with him a lot, and it was neat to reconnect with that. I'd like to just have a word of prayer for this team and for you. And for those in West Virginia, and then we will just briefly reflect in God's Word. Let's pray. Father, it is you that gives the increase. We water, we sow, but it's you that bring forth the fruit. So I thank you for Larry and Gwen and Mara and Amara and Millie and Becky, and thank you for the time and the energy that they gave up to go to minister to Damien and Abby and Sam and the kids in VBS. And so I pray that those labors would not be in vain and that they would bear fruit. So Father, we trust it all up to your glory and for your honor. And someday in your kingdom, may we be able to greet some of those people with whom we shared the gospel. So thank you for those individuals who shared with us and loved on us to bring us to you. In turn, may you bring forth an abundant harvest in your precious